You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up, and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
We're back, folks. Thanks for joining us here. My goodness, we're going to get through this speech. I rewound a little bit because I wanted you to relish the moment in which our leader, Donald John Trump, says that what's happening is nothing less than communism. This is a fight against communism. And there are different ways that people defend themselves against communism, which is a deadly destruction of our lives. It's lethal. So elections aren't the only way that peoples defend themselves against communists. There are other ways to defend ourselves against communists. Elections are one tool. And even Ron Paul has talked about this. I shouldn't even say even Ron Paul. I remember standing next to Ron Paul when he discussed this very question. What if we don't protect our, what if we don't defend our Constitution and our freedom and our rights by means of elections? We have other avenues of self-defense? And Ron Paul said, yes, we certainly do. And our ancestors had those avenues of self-defense. And we all know what we're talking about. So Donald Trump is talking about it. So let us now hear the end of this great address delivered yesterday by Donald Trump. I'll play the whole thing through. Then we'll go to our calls. We've got Tom hanging on the line in Utah. We'll go to you, Tom, right after we listen to Donald John Trump. Here he is, finishing up.
Nations on Earth, we won the First World War. We won the Second World War. Afghanistan, we couldn't even take our troops out properly. Think of it. They stormed the beaches to crush fascism. They found the strength to topple communism. And that's what's happening with our country today. Communism is happening with our country today. We're not going to let it happen. We will not be afraid of woke agitators who despise our country, hate our people, and ultimately want us to lose. They want us to lose. There is no mountain we cannot climb. There is no summit we cannot reach. There is no challenge we cannot meet. There is no victory we cannot have as long as we remember that we are proud and mighty Americans. We have great people. We have great people. And JJ and Janet, thank you, JJ and Janet, friends of mine, are here today. We will not bend, we will not break, we will not yield, we will never give in, we will never give up, we will never ever back down, and we will never ever surrender. We will never surrender like they just did in Afghanistan. My fellow Americans, our movement is far from over. In fact, our fight has only just begun. And remember this. Look at the crowd tonight. In theory, there's not even an election, and yet you broke records. We have bigger crowds now everywhere, not just in Iowa, everywhere.
This is the biggest crowd that has ever assembled in the Iowa State Fairgrounds. And that's happening at every event.
We have bigger crowds everywhere. There's more spirit now than there was before the election. Nobody ever thought a thing like that could happen. Thank you.
Now you know what they're chanting? Just spontaneously, this happens throughout these speeches. We love you. A chant that's never been heard in my lifetime. I've never heard crowds of patriots chanting, "We love you," toward a big, tough rough guy like Donald Trump or anybody else. Anybody.
Thank you very much. Greatest movement in the history of our country. And it's never even challenged when I say that. The fake news never says, well, it's not really true. There was a movement. There's nothing they can say. There's never been a movement like this. I remember one politician many years ago came in second at a certain state, and he became famous for many, many years because he came in second. We won 34 states. We did a job that nobody's ever done. There's never been anything like it. And these are, you are the people that built this country. We're not going to take that away. You are the people that built this country. We are one movement, one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. And together, we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. God bless you. Thank you, Iowa. Thank you very much. I'll see you soon. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to turn it down right there. That was the end. I will see you soon. That's his... He says it many times in each speech now. I'm running for president. I'll be back very soon. Well, that was wonderful to get you through that. And we've got a whole hour of our show yet to go, a chance to talk, a chance for you to call in. Let's take our first caller, Tom in Utah. Tom, thank you for calling.
Jim, where do you get to hear that whole talk?
I'm listening to it on Rumble.
Okay.
Rumble is a competitor that has sort of appeared out of nowhere. As YouTube is censoring and, you know, deleting things, you can't rely on YouTube anymore to hear Donald Trump or Twitter. Remember, he got banned from Twitter and banned from everything. I'm using something, ladies and gentlemen, called Rumble, RUMBLE.com. Which is a website that hosts videos. So I'm watching this video and some other things that I'm using. I'll just kind of give a brief rundown here because we all have this problem now. As the censorship grows more and more draconian, where do we go to get information besides the Public Broadcasting Network? We have to go to Rumble as an example. Newsmax is an example. One America News, OAN, is an example. Tucker Carlson on Fox is an example. He's good. I've been very impressed with Dan Bongino on Sundays and Saturdays on Fox. Maria Bartiromo, Sunday mornings on Fox. Jeanine Pirro. Judge Jeanine, she's good. But we have just a few, we have to, it's a good question you ask, where do you go to hear these things? And it's really important, Tom, and I'll shut up in a second so you can speak, but it's really important that scores of millions of good Americans get to hear their leader, Donald Trump. If they can't hear him, if our enemies, and this is what they're counting on, this is what George Orwell, you know, foreshadowed with 1984. If they can cut off the information, they can control our people. They can control our minds if they can control the information. And they're succeeding to a very scary degree. So, you know, you and I, Tom, you know, we're able to go listen to the president. But what about our neighbors? What about the good people down the street? What about the good people that are now showing up at these school board meetings and saying, go to hell to the school board? Are they able to hear Donald Trump? I don't know. I don't know to what degree. You know, when he was not banned on Twitter, he had over 100 million followers on Twitter. That's why they took him off. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, Jim, would you do me a favor, since I can't see a right? Would you call me back? You know, if you don't have my phone number, just go to gassingamerica.com. My phone number is at the bottom, gassingamerica.com, and tell me how to get to that, if you don't mind.
Okay, I'll do that, Tom. But let me just repeat it for you as well as the whole audience. All I did in this case was I went to Rumble, you know, like Rumble seat in a car, or a Rumble like a good fight, Rumble, rumble.com. And there I just did a search on Trump Rally Des Moines. So all I had to search up Trump Rally Des Moines. And then I found this particular recording, which was made by Right Side Broadcasting, which is kind of echoes our own RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network. Right Side Broadcasting is kind of RSBN. They do a great job of following and filming Donald Trump. But the Newsmax is doing the same thing. OAN is doing the same thing. And so that's where I found this one. But I'll message that to you, Tom. But now let me just, did you get to hear all of what we were broadcasting today from this event?
Yeah, I heard everything that you played.
I mean, there were magical moments in here where he...
But I had to put up with that commentator. You know who he is.
Who, me? The guy breaking in, the idiot? That's me. I'm proud of myself. I did a much better than usual job of shutting up. And
geez, you didn't have on your mask.
Yeah. Anyway, this event yesterday in Iowa. Now I don't know what the next event is. I'm going to look it up in a moment. I haven't done that yet today. I've been listening and re-listening to this event. When I say to you folks, this is the best speech I've ever heard. This is the third time I've heard it since yesterday. And I've been obsessing on this speech because it's so important. He just hit every note so perfectly. And the, you know, what we're watching for, you know, we're looking for this. I'll give you another. Here's something I wasn't able to share with you today. Before he came out on stage, he has these huge Jumbotron screens, bigger than he's ever had before. Huge, bigger than a movie theater screens, multiple. And he's broadcasting things, showing things to the huge crowd. And one thing he's shown now twice, he showed it in Perry, Georgia, and now he showed it again this week, is the scene from the movie Patton, in which George C. Scott, who is a conservative, George C. Scott portrays General Patton. And it's a pretty rough-edged speech that he gives, you know, with a lot of ripe language and, you know, violent, you know, it's a bloody speech in which he's encouraging the troops. He's saying, you know, we're going to cut right through those SOBs. And, you know, this is going to be, we're going to be killing people. And it's, you know, you go, you're wondering, what is Donald Trump doing? Why is he showing this clip to us as a kind of a preliminary, as a warm-up to his own speech? And I'll tell you what I think is happening here. This is just Kelso talking now. I think Donald Trump is, and he gives so much evidence of this throughout these recent speeches, he's aware that we are at a moment, a different moment from any in our history, in which, you know, we patriots who've been talking about the Second Amendment for our entire lives. We've been talking about, well, we have the Second Amendment. We have a nation with 400 million private firearms, and that is our defense. That is what Thomas Jefferson and James Madison and Monroe and Washington and John Adams, this is the provision they made for us to protect ourselves against what? Against a tyrannical government. We've been talking about this for our entire lives. I think what Donald Trump is recognizing is there comes a moment where it isn't talk anymore, where it's crunch time, where the Second Amendment, I think this is what Donald Trump is saying, and I think this is why he's putting Patton up on in a battle talk to his troops. You know, I'd be proud to lead you, men, you know, anytime, anywhere, you know, as we, you know, destroy the enemy. I think he's changing the mood among the audience from one of conversation about, well, you know, we studied the Second Amendment, we studied it in a history book, and we told our children about it. I think Donald Trump is saying, this is it, folks. This is it. We may need our Second Amendment. We may need civil disobedience. We may need to be in the streets. We may need to be yelling loudly at our school boards. This is why this piece of garbage attorney general issued this letter to the FBI saying he's ordering that the FBI is now going to investigate us parents, investigate us as domestic terrorists for telling our school boards to go to hell. I mean, that's it. That's crunch time. That's communism. If I, as a parent, don't have the right to tell the bastards at the school board who want to indoctrinate my children with communism to take their communism and shove it, we've lost our freedom. This is not a free country at that point. And the president said that in this speech that we just heard. I don't know if we heard this passage. He said, we don't have a First Amendment anymore. We don't have freedom of speech in America. He said it in this speech. So if you don't have the First Amendment, ladies and gentlemen, if the president, our leader, says we don't have a First Amendment, all right, what's he then saying about the Second Amendment? Have we got that one? I think that clip from Patton, that battle talk with George Patton, I think that's why he's prepping his presentations with that pretty rough-edged pre-battle speech by General Patton, who was the fightingest general of modern American history. That was what Patton was famous for. In this speech, which I didn't play for you, Patton says, men, I don't want to hear any talk about holding a position. We don't hold a position. Let the enemy do that. We charge, and we charge again. We continuously charge. We never stop charging. And then he said this, and I think this is a pretty accurate memory of the quotes. He said, what was the word he used? Defeat. He said, defeat is, I wrote it down. Defeat is, I want to use his exact words, he meant reprehensible. It's reprehensible. He used a different word. To Americans, we do not accept defeat. We win. We always win. We fight to win. And, Patton sounded like Trump in this speech where he says, we will never surrender. There's a direct connection here. It's not like, you know, it's not movie time. It's not Donald Trump. Trump wants to entertain the audience with a movie clip, you know, Mary Poppins or a movie clip. No, it's Patton motivating. And Trump even says it in this speech. He says, that clip I showed you from Patton, he talks about it. He says the original of Patton talking to the troops was apparently even rougher than the George Scott version in the movie. It was rougher. So that was, anyway, that's something I haven't shared with the folks here, Tom. Now, but weren't there golden moments in there where, for instance, the president saying this is communism? That was very, very important.
By the way, the last two people I spent time with in Washington, D.C., And I was exposing the poisoning of 34 million. Would you believe it? Michael Flynn and Helen Patton, granddaughter.
Oh, my goodness. Stay with us. We'll come right back to you, Tom, right after this break.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella.
I ain't black. I'm black. Hey, yeah, well, I'm white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Hey, speaking of white boy looking for a place to do his thing, and addressing this to you, Tom, you were mentioning that the last two people you saw in Washington were... was it Helen Patton, you said?
Helen Patton and Michael Flynn.
Michael Flynn. We'll talk about both of those people in a moment, but let me give you a little Patton anecdote from me. I'm I'm looking up George Smith Patton Jr., who he was born in West Virginia in 1856, died in Los Angeles in 1927. I think that's George S. Patton's father. And he is, here's my little Kelso story with the Pattons. I am the third great-grandnephew of the wife of George Smith Patton's first cousin. How do you like that?
Well, then you'll have to call me, and I'll give you the details of that wonderful meeting with Helen and myself, and then right after that with Michael Flynn.
And of course, Michael Flynn, folks,
in fact,
they
he was
are
the last individual I spoke to in D.C.
Wow, yeah, I'd love to share that with you. And
he drove
sure
me
I'm
to more... the Dulles Airport.
Oh, great, gee. Yeah, Michael Flynn, what a patriot. And when Donald Trump wins the White House back in 2024, I'm sure you're going to see Michael Flynn. I'd like to see him as the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And you'll see him back in the White House. And Donald Trump he is now, one of the things that has come up from his experience is he has been able to separate the rats out of the herd, the rats from the swamp. And he referred to one of them in today's speech. He talked about Bill Barr, the attorney general that was foisted on him. Because Donald Trump, remember, folks, a lot of this stuff, Donald Trump, in today's speech, a part that I don't think I got a chance to play for you, he said, I had to do two things in the White House. I had to defend America, task number one, and then I had to survive. I had to defend myself, my presidency, against the swamp creatures. And he said, of the two tasks, the harder task was defending his presidency, treading water, even staying afloat, being able to breathe as the president of the United States. And what they did is they flooded him with saboteurs. And one of them, turns out, was William Barr, Bill Barr, a saboteur. And the president, they sabotaged him with the vaccine. That was Anthony Fauci and Debbie Birx running into his office with their white coats on, saying that they were medical professionals and that there was an emergency and about 2.5 million Americans were going to die immediately if Donald Trump didn't shut down the economy. This is all carefully planned. The deep state has laid so many traps for Donald Trump. But here's the good news, folks. He now has been alerted. This is why they're especially afraid of him now, because Donald Trump is a rattlesnake that they hit with a shovel, but they didn't kill him. They hit him with a shovel, and all they did is they got that rattlesnake mad. And he now is focused on the guy standing there with a shovel, and Donald Trump is ready to strike. They know that. They know they're not going to be able to insert another William Barr on Donald Trump. They're not going to be able to pull another Fauci on Donald Trump. He's on to their game. So when he's reelected in 2024, Tom, it's going to be game on, with Donald Trump really pounding the Mitch McConnells and the Mitt Romneys and the rhinos and then the communists of the Democrat Party. He's going to be pounding them, and we're going to back him up all the way. And he has no illusions about how hard it's going to be. And in this speech that I just excerpted for you, folks, he refers many times, and I think you heard a few of those comments, where he said, they've already taken over the country. They've already wrecked America. He doesn't talk about they're about to wreck America. He's saying Joe Biden and the communists have wrecked America. A fait accompli. They've ruined our country. So he's going to, and then in the speech, he says, we're going to have to make America great again. And it's going to be a very hard, very hard fight. But he's not going to be fooled as easily the second time around. And you'll see people, your aforementioned Michael Flynn. I think we'll see patriots, true patriots like Mike Flynn. We'll see them having proved themselves by the side of our president when he's reelected for the third time. Let's see what we're doing here. We're coming up on some music. Tom, hey, thank you, my friend, for calling. If you want to stick around,
give me a call, Jim. I'll talk to you about Helen and...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got...
Hi, and we've got a chance here to talk with listeners. Where's my phone number here? I don't know. Tom may be gone. Tom in Utah. 512-248-8252. And I'd just like to use the last half hour of our show here to go over, well, just, I think, savor President Trump's speech from yesterday. In fact, let me look. Let me see if he's booked another engagement. Let me go to, let's see here. Let's go to, and here's where, this is where you want to go in your favorites and your bookmarks, folks. DonaldJTrump.com. I'm way over here on another computer. I'm kind of adding computers around myself here. DonaldJTrump.com. Okay, let's see what he's got here. Oh, I'm hoping another event has been scheduled. I got my fingers crossed. And events. I'm a little afraid there won't be. No events scheduled. So right now he's running events about one every 2 weeks. So I would expect another event in 2 weeks, plenty of time to organize an event 2 weeks out. And while we're here, let's just take a look at his news, see if he's got some announcements. He has a message from us dated, yes, let's see, he's got four messages to us that he put up yesterday. And I haven't looked at them yet. Let me just take a peek at, take a look. Let's just take a look. There's one. There's another. There's another. And here's the final one. Let's just look at these four messages. All right. He says, just landed in Iowa. Beautiful weather. Massive crowd. See you soon. So he must have seen that crowd from the air. Not flying in Air Force One, which is the plane that he is rightfully should be flying, but flying that big, beautiful Trump plane, I believe, which I think, as I recall, was it a 757 or a 737? I don't remember which of the two, but remember, Donald Trump owned at one point Trump Airlines, which also included the Trump helicopter service out of New York City. So Donald Trump is quite a quite knowledgeable about flying. Okay, so that's that message. Let's see what the message before that was. Heading to the great state of Iowa. Big crowd of patriots. See you soon. We'll be broadcast live on OAN. That's One America News. Newsmax. Oh, so the president's putting out the information that we were struggling with a moment ago. Right Side Broadcasting and Real America. Real America's possessive voice. Among others at 7 p.m. Central Daylight Time. So there you go. So the president's focused on that. He knows that he's being censored. He knows they're trying to strangle his voice from reaching his people. So he's aware, and he's offering support and help, and let us hope that we have gained admission to this group of people that the president appreciates for bringing his voice to our people. All right, let's look at his previous message here. He says, okay, so here's some news here. Remember, he was referring to, he had that nice phrase, he used the term for cow pies. How Jim Jordan and Andy Biggs of Arizona exposed the cow pies. I'll just kind of use the general language here, but cow pies instead of, I won't use bullshit. he says, the Thursday House hearing of the Arizona election scam turned sharply against the Democrats when Congressman Andy Biggs and others started asking questions about all the damning findings of the audit. And the people for Maricopa County were unable to give an answer. It was incredible. It was beautiful. The Republican supervisors in Maricopa County are rhinos. They're Republicans in name only. They're not really Republicans. And they like the Republicans in Georgia. They threw the election. They're never Trumpers who actually are willing to cut off their own nose to spite their own face. They'd rather lose. They'd rather Donald Trump lose in Arizona. They'd rather Donald Trump lose in Georgia than to see Donald Trump win. The hardcore Mitt Romney, Ben Sasse, never Trumpers. Adam Kinzinger, Murkowski of Alaska. They could not answer why they deleted and moved election data after they received a subpoena from the Arizona Senate, or why they have never delivered chain of custody documents for millions of ballots. Can you believe this, folks? Now, this is where the president is right on the money. The election was clearly stolen in 2020, clearly stolen. And you can't skate past that. You can't, if you've lost the election, if you've lost even the semblance of fair elections, it's over. That's that Second Amendment question I talked about earlier. That's where that comes into play. If you can't vote, if you've lost your First Amendment, you've lost the franchise, where is your power? Where is your ability to defend yourself and your family? It's contained in the Second Amendment, folks. They could not answer. They were actually deleting millions of files. These rhinos were deleting the records that the audit wanted to examine. Now, get this. The scam that's been run on all of us, they did it in Georgia, they've done it in Michigan and Arizona and Nevada, is they when they say audit, they don't actually audit these rhinos. What they do is they recount the fraudulent ballots. So you take a stack of fraudulent ballots and you count them once, okay, count them again. The number's going to be the same. What an audit involves is looking at, let's say, 10,000 ballots in a row, all marked exactly the same way, with a, you know, like mail-in, thousands of mail-in ballots, right, that aren't even creased, that were never folded. How did they get them into, that's a neat trick, isn't it, to get a mail-in ballot into an envelope without folding it? That's a neat trick. And apparently, thousands of voters figured out how to do that, because there are tens of thousands of unfolded, uncreased mail-in ballots. In other words, folks, these are fake ballots. It doesn't matter what it says on the ballot, you know, and what it says, of course, is Joe Biden, Joe Biden, Joe Biden, Joe Biden. The point is, the ballot is fraudulent. And there are millions of these fraudulent ballots. There's one, a very astute computer genius nationally, I'm forgetting his name, but maybe even the guy who invented the QR code, super genius. He said, this guy said, I, based on the, you know, my mastery of statistics, and I think there are 8 million fraudulent ballots in this election. 8 million fraudulent ballots. But let's read the president. He says, for millions of ballots, Congressman Andrew Clyde exposed the Democrats' big lie that Biden won, in quotes, the recount, because no matter how many times you count counterfeit money, you may have 100 pieces of paper in your pocket, but you sure don't have $100 in legal tender. That's the president saying what I just said a moment ago. What did Alice in Wonderland say? Read ahead, read ahead. Okay, let's read ahead. The hearing exposed how numerous laws were broken during the Arizona voting, how blank mail-in ballot envelopes were approved, and how there are tens of thousands of suspected fraudulent ballots. They're not suspected, they're fraudulent. The fake news, however, refuses to cover these questions and answers because they prove without question that we won Arizona and many other states. And you have to come back to this, folks. If the Republican Party is so full of rhinos without the balls to actually certify, to audit an election, well, game over. You know, you're going to have to start another party, and that good luck on that project. No, Donald Trump has to fully take command of the Republican Party, get the rhinos the hell out of the Republican Party, just run them out, stampede them out. Stampede Liz Cheney out of the herd there in the out there with the buffalo in Wyoming. Cut her out of the herd. All right, let's go to another one. Here's another one coming up over here. I'm getting too far away from the microphone here with all my computers. Okay, here's another one. I like this. I'm reading this for the first time, sharing it with you. We've got enough time for this. Looks like a gem of a message from the president. Texas Speaker of the House, and that would be a Republican because Republicans control the House, the Senate, and the governor's office in Texas. Texas Speaker of the House, Dave Phelan, is another Mitch McConnell. Ooh. He is not fighting for the people of Texas. Let him have it, Mr. President. Let him have it right in the kisser. Give him a knuckle sandwich there. Speaker Phelan should immediately move the forensic audit bill SB 47 by Senator Betancourt that passed out of the state Senate this week to the floor. The speaker knows the bill will overwhelmingly pass the House with Republican support. So there we go. See the Nancy Pelosi trick. This guy, Dave Phelan, Speaker of the House, see, he's using his, usurping his authority. He's under color of law. He's not moving the bill to the floor for a vote where it would pass. So he's stopping it. The kind of thing Nancy Pelosi does. While standing in the way of a real election audit, Speaker Phelan just weakened the penalty for voting illegally in the state of Texas from a felony to a misdemeanor. What kind of a puke is this guy? Now, by the way, notice the president's mastery of detail and fine grain. I mean, I was totally unaware of any of this. I have friends in Texas I talk to every day. I didn't know any of this. The president is on the case. Siding with the Democrats and calling their amendment that makes a mockery of our election laws thoughtful. He called it thoughtful. After the 2020 presidential election scam, we need tougher penalties for cheating in our elections, not weaker ones. Texans are tired of Phelan's weak rhino leadership. These damn rhinos. What's that tune out of Rawhide? Moving, moving, moving. Keep those doggies moving. Keep those doggies moving. Rawhide through rain and wind and weather. Head 'em up, move 'em out. Head 'em up, move 'em out. Head 'em up, move 'em out. Rawhide. Then you crack the whip. Wah! Yeah. Come on, let's cut these rhinos out of the herd. They're stinking up the place. And he says, Texans are tired of Phelan's weak rhino leadership in the state house. Texas is a very red state, even more than people know. If this doesn't pass soon, we look forward to seeing him in the Texas primary. It will get done one way or the other. Yeah, one way. There's another song there. Or the other. We're going to get him. We're going to get him. Get him. Phelan's going to get primaried. Yeah, get him out. That one was, who was that? That was, that was Blondie. Debbie Harry. It's hard not to love Debbie Harry and Blondie. Anyway, one way or another, we're going to get Phelan out of his position. These rhinos are disgusting. Okay, that's a message from the president. I like that. And that's that attention to detail. In all 50 states, the president is tabulating who's with us and who's against us, in and out of the Republican Party. Let's go to David in San Francisco. David, what's on your mind? Come in, David, in San Francisco. David's picking his way through all of the discarded needles on the ground there to get to his telephone. David, are you with us? No, David, we may catch David on the other side of a break here. We'll be right back.
It'll still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
We're back, folks. Did we find David in San Francisco?
All right, James.
Come in. Yeah, David, what's on your mind?
Well, not too bad. You know, just like the Pony Express, back before the break there, the advertisements must get through. So they put me on hold there. And by the way, we've got Fleet Week out here this week. So if interrupted by a loud screaming noise, it may be a jet flying over my head. They're buzzing around for the last few days. You know, I heard you talking about Texas there and Texas's new laws. You remember the old thing about ignorance of the law is no excuse? If you don't know the law and you commit a crime, you're still guilty.
Correct.
So you remember 1 month ago, September 1st, Texas instituted 666, that's 666, 666 new laws. And every Texan now has to learn those 666 new laws because they don't want to break the law. And that's what Governor Abbott is up to. And when you're talking about even after instituting 666 new laws, they want to make it tougher. And so I think that the Texans need to be out there studying their law books to figure out just what they got slammed with.
Yeah, I'm wondering if Greg Abbott is a rhino, and but you know, something else, just to put a current event up here, you know, one thing that's going on today in Texas is I think there's a birthday celebration for Ashley Babbitt, and I just watched, you know, the communists who control our government, they're not. Who control the FBI and who control the Capitol Police and Congress. Those communists are not releasing the video. I believe they have 14,000 hours of video inside the Capitol. But a piece of video did get out that may have been in the possession of a private person. But it shows clearly, clearly on January 6th that there are three police officers standing in front of the door and window through which Ashley Babbitt was murdered. There are three of them standing there. There's nobody pushing or shoving. Nobody's yelling. They're just standing there in front of the doors, obviously blocking the doors, you know, blocking access to those doors. And so they're standing guard duty on that door, which is the door to the Speaker's Lounge. That is Nancy Pelosi's lounge. Oh, we just ran out of time. We may have run out of time here, David. I apologize.
Study those laws.
Yeah. But anyway, we may be at the end of our time, allotted time here. And I'm so glad we got the whole Trump speech in today, in today's show. And, well, we'll pick up where we left off next week if we meet up here in the Trump Clubhouse. So long, folks.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.